Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Fix the Family, Fix America radio show now live and in person for you, where we do 4+1 parts of fixing that family, the family, all families in America and the world and the universe. We started off with positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease and the diet, where we help and cure degenerative diseases that are affecting families all across this universe. Thank you for being here. My name, your host, Jack Hatfield, on a very special, special Fix the Family, Fix America radio. A lot of people know some of the trials and tribulations we have been going through, but we had a super shock last week where my own mother has now went to visit her parents and hug the necks of her dearly departed sisters as she went on to her next campaign of her desires. My mom passed away on Thursday, August 19th, 2010. Mom, you're in our hearts and prayers, and we know you're okay. Make a Difference Mothering, the second part of Fix the Family, Fix America, is about moms that are ready to step up, take responsibility for their actions, take responsibility for their children's actions, and make a difference with their mothering. We have a plethora of experts that assist us in this manner, not to mention me. And a lot of people sit there and they say, well, how can you talk on Make a Difference Mothering? Well, I can tell you very easily that I can talk on Make a Difference Mothering because of what I was mothered with. And my mother made a difference, or else I wouldn't be doing the show, or else I wouldn't have a six-year-old daughter in perfect health after being born premature. I wouldn't say that I could take on all challenges and
overcome all issues. I wouldn't be that. But my mom and my dad both always told me that I could do anything I want. And my job was to prove that was correct. And so far it is. And so make a difference. Mothering, I can talk about it very, very easily because of what I've been through with my own mother. So, thank you, Mom. You know, I told you how well you did just recently. And it's my job now to continue to prove it every single day. It's my job to prove to the world that Make a Difference Mothering can make a generational impact for children today. It's time we make a generational impact today, starting right now. The fastest growing family talk radio show in all of the universe is Fix the Family, Fix America, and there's a reason for it. There's a reason people look at it and say, you know, you're talking about positive fathering. You know, you're talking about making a difference as a mother. You know, you're talking about pull through as a parent, no matter what the situation is. And then through all of that, reveal your own success. And then through all of that, you're trying to find out without health, you can have no wealth. So you help people become healthy. And if you can't see that Fix the Family, Fix America's mission, the 4+1 series, now expanding into more magazines, more health, even expanding into generating a place to go to have healthy meals, the growth of Fix the Family, Fix America is amazing, and I really hope that you sit there and you call 7 people and you tell them about the show and you tell them about our mission and you tell them what we're doing, and then you get, and then if anyone's really interested, you get me in front of them so that I can tell them and help them and show the way. There's a reason. There's a reason Fix the Family, Fix America's here. It's because I had a mother that made a difference and showed me that I need to help. And I had a daughter that showed me the way to help. Everything has come together all on its own just by never, ever giving up. And now while life is different, going to be different. That does not mean that it will be bad. In fact, I guarantee that it will be fantastic. Again, thank you, Ma. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Now let's get started.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during
Song is just amazing. We got that when we interviewed Mr. Leggett, Eric Leggett of Fathers with Voices just 3 weeks ago, and that song is pretty fantastic. I have to keep playing it and mentioning him all the time. If you are going through a tough separation, but you're a father that's stepping up, please contact Fathers with Voices or here, Fix the Family, Fix America, and we will take care of you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Thank you for being here. My name, your host, is Jack Hatfield, and we are going to talk about lots of things today. Last week, we discussed eggs, 288 million eggs out of the 68 billion eggs, limited now to two farms, so don't freak out. Everyone's kind of freaking out in the egg land, and that's not true. Rest period is defined. You know how when you're exercising, they say, and then rest. Set one, 10 shots, and rest. Set one, 40 shots, and rest. So now we're going to talk about how long that rest is. Then they're saying, remember we talked about Avandia, the diabetes drug that the FDA said, oh, this stuff kills you because of heart attacks and heart failure and strokes? Well, new study kills you just as good as some other drugs on the market. I gotta tell you about that. There's some meat out there that you should probably not eat. I'm just saying. And we're going to talk about how more vitamin D news is coming into play because of the 1,500 years of sunlight scare that we've been going on. Remember, the sun does not, cannot, will not cause skin cancer whatsoever. But it can eliminate your body from forming vitamin D, which is now causing and proving to cause lots and lots of problems. Vitamin D has lots of influence over lots of things, and we're going to talk about that more and more and more. We normally have a mom of the week, parent of the week, or son of mom of the week, parent of the week, or father of the week. This time we're going to have son of the week. That's right. We're going to bust on the reveal your success side and show how not all the time it's the parents' fault. Just saying. Do. All right. And then we're going to have a little bit of teens on Facebook, G-O-L, as their mothers are getting on there and getting a little more tech savvy. What is GOL? We'll talk about that as well. But first, let's talk about those eggs, please. We need some egg music. Fix the family, fix the earth. I know. We spoke about eggs last week. Why are we still doing it? Well, it's because it's gotten a little bigger, but it's no bigger than it was in reality. It's just the news continues to go, finding egg farms and egg issues out there from the two farms, okay? So it's very crucial for you to understand these eggs and this egg issue coming from two farms. I'm going to get you the names of those two farms right now. They're both in Iowa, I do believe. Iowa, it's the egg is now up to... it's also under one guy, Austin DeCoster. He was cited for violations back in the early 1990s, and he has been a force in the egg world for decades with companies and locations and the various names under Maine, Iowa, and elsewhere. Well, his Wright County egg is one of the two Iowa farms directly linked to the salmonella scare, and its quality egg supplies chickens and feeds to both farms involved. So, remember, as we spoke here, when you go to non-organic, free-range, non-free-range, non-fed, quality feed chickens, you are much, much more successful to these issues. And if you look at this here, you've got a egg producer that is given his chickens and feed from another company of his, controlling the entire life cycle and processing of the feed all the way to the chicken. And I can guarantee you this, if you look closely, because there was months, they fined him $3.6 million because they found out that his workers were handling dead chickens and manure with their bare hands. Their living quarters were comparably squalid. They've seen that the hens were thrown in, footage of hens thrown in trash cans, rotting corpses in the same cages with the live hens, and other shocking images. I can also guarantee you that the chicken manure was repurposed as chicken feed. Do you understand this? This is stuff I've been talking about. The factory of the factory farm where a non-organic, non-free-range chickens, owning that entire life cycle. So you feed the chicken the repurposed manure. The chicken makes an egg that's not nutritionally complete. You're eating these eggs. That bad stuff is inside you, and that causes you degenerative diseases across this country. So you've got this egg mogul, Austin DeCoster, Austin Jack DeCoster. So I'm not going to call him that because my name is Jack, and we don't like that. So Austin DeCoster, looking there, has now repurposed his manure all the way around back to the feed, back into the chickens, back into the chicks, back into the eggs, and do it again. It just is a complete cycle, doom, doom, doom. Well, two farms linked to the salmonella outbreak, Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms. Austin Toster is involved in that, and again, he has been involved in hidden camera investigations all over, rotting corpses in same cages with live hens. Three workers were hospitalized in 2009 from inhaling very, very bad rotting corpse methane. Can you believe that? So not only is it it's a human rights issue because they were working around these badly treated animals as well. So, don't buy eggs from these two farms. It's that simple. We've got a full cycle chicken man here who has, I guess, gone too long and been too free. I'm not saying there needs to be intervention of any kind. Just needs to you, the people, the listeners to this show, your education will take him down in its own way. Because if you go buy free-range, cage-free, all-natural, fully omega-3 enriched eggs, guess where he's not going to be making his sales? That's right, you. So the market can take this man down. He'll go, wow, I better start treating my animals better because people are free-range, cage-free, omega-3, awesome eggs. And they're not buying my rotting corpse, manure-fed chicken eggs. Very important. And that's why you listen to this show, because we talk about the stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. So 288 million eggs have been recalled. They came from two farms under Austin Coster with repurposed manure in his feed, with rotting corpses in the cage with the hen itself. And you wonder why the eggs have issues. But remember, you go cage-free, range-free. No, cage-free, free-range. Backwards. Range-free chicken. They fly all the time. They never sit there. Cage-free and free-range chickens, your salmonella goes down, remember, almost 95%. your possibilities of salmonella go down because the hens are not causing any issues because they're happy hens. And happy hens make the best eggs. You've seen the cheese cow commercial. Happy cows make the best cheese. Well, same thing. Happy hens make the best eggs. Yay! From a nutritionist, though, there's some checkpoints they'd like you to review on buying your own eggs. So let's review how many checkpoints eggs go through on their journey from farm to your fork. So eggs are really generally a safe bacteria-free food, but we learned hens carry the salmonella bacteria and pass it to the egg before the shell forms. Do you understand that? So when you have a bad chicken is when you have the bad egg. When you have the good chicken, you have the good egg. Free range, cage-free, omega-3, awesome eggs. Let's look through what they go through an egg before it gets to you. Eggs have to be purchased from approved suppliers who follow federal regulations. Well, federal regulations aren't about very, very tight or don't look really, right? What is the most comprehensive federal regulation guide out there for farmers? Oh, that would be the organic guide. That's right, because it seems like the USDA and the FDA are kind of a little bit picky when you're trying to be organic because they think that if you're being organic, you're kind of being weird. But an organic farm following that big stack of rules and regulations are following a lot more in detail about how the chickens are raised and how they're fed. The factory farm, such as Austin Coster's, follow just regular old guidelines, and he gets to do pretty much whatever heck he wants to. Packing facilities clean and sanitize eggs before they're packed. Now remember, clean and sanitize eggs on the outside does not mean the salmonella is gone. Eggs are then delivered on refrigerated trucks. The truck's air temperature must be 45 degrees or cooler for the eggs to be accepted. All eggshells must be clean, unbroken, and must have no smell. Immediately upon arrival, eggs must be stored in giant refrigerators with temperatures constantly below 45 degrees. In food service establishments, restaurants, diners, food trucks, eggs are to be removed from the cooler until they are going to be used. Not to be removed from the cooler until they're going to be used. In other words, you can't have an egg just laying around. And then the National Restaurant Association Education Foundation advises food service sites to plan to use eggs within a month of the package date to be safe. General rule at home, 4 to 5 weeks of purchase, so as long as they've been in the refrigerator a whole time. In dishes that call for raw or undercooked eggs, like eggnog or Caesar salad or hollandaise sauce, restaurants can use pasteurized eggs because of the heat treatment they undergo. Pasteurized eggs do not have what it takes to carry salmonella. In other words, they're a very safe bet. But remember, pasteurization does destroy some enzymes in eggs. So it's best to get your raw egg. Had to have some libation there. My libation today, very popular segment on this show for some reason, is 100% distilled water at this point. We haven't been to the grocery store, as you can imagine, for approximately a week because of what has occurred, as we spoke about at the beginning of the show, and we have no purple juice, so we went with clear. okay, anyway, back to eating the good eggs. And then, of course, they say cook your eggs to 145 degrees for at least 15 seconds. The whites will be set and no longer clear, and yolks are beginning to firm as well. And then, of course, don't eat raw cookie dough, eggnog, and French toast. What? What? I don't agree with any of this. And then, of course, they say, well, you can always go egg substitute. And then that's right. You can go with egg substitutes that have absolutely no enzymes in them and give you absolutely no benefit whatsoever. So from a nutrition standpoint, they're saying eggs do all this. They're good for you, but don't eat them raw. But again, raw eggs are really, 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 really good if you get them correctly. So there's your egg tips of the day. And just don't eat from Austin Coster's farms. It's that simple. Look him up, find out his farms, and say, I'm not eating there. And money will dictate what he does from that point on, I promise. Yeah. Fix the family, fix America. Eggs. I was just getting crazy. Let's look at Avandia again. We've spoke about that 4 or 5 weeks ago, where we broke the news of Avandia, and then other news sources started talking about it, because when we talk about it here on Fix the Family, Fix America, you start talking about it, and then the rest of the news goes, wow, we should probably be talking about that. We spoke about Avandia as a diabetes drug, but then they found out that instead of diabetes killing you, that it would allow your heart or stroke to kill you. So Avandia really, really helped your diabetes a lot. You did not die from diabetes. It made sure of it. But there is a new study just came out today. It's very strange. Very strange that this study comes out. They did a study of 36,000 diabetics, researchers at Health Insurer WellPoint, found that the risk of dying, risk of death or dying from a heart attack, heart failure, or both, were the same as patients taking Avandia or a couple other drugs for diabetes. What? They're saying, that's right. Let me get this straight for you. Let's break this down. They're saying that Avandia's risk of your heart attack or stroke or heart failure or both or all is exactly the same as these other diabetes medications. So why is it bad? Wait. So just because you're as bad as the other drugs that are also killing the diabetes patients, that makes you okay. You're not worse. You're not better, but you're not worse. You're the same. It's just the same. The Actos, Takeda Pharmaceuticals Actos, another diabetes drug, the people that take that die just as easily from heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or all. See there? Avandia is not bad. It's no worse than all the rest of them. That's your study from Health Insurer WellPoint Inc. telling you Avandia can't be bad. It's exactly the same as all the other diabetes drugs. Of course. Of course it is. I can't see, ladies and gentlemen, we really can't make stuff up on this program, because the real news is just as crazy. Just as crazy. Not as bad. Listen to me carefully. Avandia they're saying Avandia can't be bad because it's no worse than the other diabetes drug, Actos. Wouldn't you suddenly go check Actos as the FDA? Wouldn't you suddenly go figure out these two drugs are killing people by heart attack, stroke, or heart disease the same? It seems like someone paid WellPoint Inc. to say, look, get the news off of Avandia and on Actos so we can go on about our business. Our business. Diabetes people, you can cure yourself and get off of these drugs now. There are plenty of ways to do so. It has to do with eating correctly. Pay attention and don't kill yourself with heart attack, stroke, and heart disease, or all. It was funny that it always said all, and or all, or both. Actos, Avandia, equal, so they can't be bad. Really, really, really weird logic there. Now, Black Forest, Mark Inside, Grab and Go, Black Forest ham with natural juices coated with caramel color. Recalled. Market side grab and go sandwiches, hot ham, hard salami, pepperoni, sandwich peppers. Recalled. Market side grab and go Virginia brand ham with natural juices, made in New York, fully cooked bacon sandwich, pickled sandwich peppers. Recalled. Market side grab and go sandwiches, Angus roast beef coated with caramel color. Recalled. Zimco Industries, based in Buffalo, New York, recalling just a little bit, 380,000 pounds of deli meats sold nationwide because of possible Listeria monocytogenes contamination. Listeria monocytogenes contamination. The Department of Agriculture's food safety said that this was the case, ladies and gentlemen. This was the case. 338,000 pounds of deli meat because of Listeria monocytogenes. Monocytogenes. Let's talk about that for a second. Listeriosis is a serious infection caused by eating food contaminated with the bacterium called Listeria monocytogenes. Listeria can be found in soil and water. Vegetables can become contaminated from the soil and from manure. Animals can carry the bacterium without appearing ill and can contaminate foods of animal origin. Listeria is also found in a variety of raw foods. Excuse me, I've got major problems. We shall have a libation. Wow, I was almost choking. Raw foods. Uncooked meats can also be found in certain ready-to-eat foods. Listeria is killed by pasteurized cooking. However, in certain ready-to-eat foods like hot dogs and cold cuts from the deli counter, contamination may occur after cooking but before packaging. So, you killed all the Listeria when you made the salami, Angus beef with caramel color, the ham, Black Forest ham with natural juices coated with caramel color, your hard salami, your hot ham pepperoni, your fully cooked bacon, or your Virginia brand ham with natural juices, all were killing the Listeria when you made these products, but then something happened right before you slapped the packaging on it. That's not good at all. Adults can get listeriosis by eating the food. Babies can be born with listeriosis if the mothers eat this food during pregnancy. And what this does, listeriosis, causes lots of stuff. You will get severely ill, and it will attack. People with susceptible depressing T cells. So that would be pregnant women, 20 times more likely than other healthy adults to get listeriosis. newborns, persons with weakened immune systems, persons with cancer, diabetes, or kidney disease, person with AIDS, persons who take glucocorticosteroid medications such as cortisone, or the elderly. So listeriosis, let's look at the symptoms here. Symptoms of listeriosis is fever, muscle aches, gastrointestinal symptoms such as nausea or diarrhea. If infection does spread to the nervous system, you will have headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, or convulsions can occur. And in severely immune deficient individuals, the central nervous system will be invaded, called meningitis and encephalitis. Eating during pregnancy can lead to miscarriage, infection of the newborn, or stillbirth. So this is very, very bad stuff. Very bad stuff. It takes antibiotics to treat listeriosis. So, the deli meat, 380,000 pounds of deli meat sold nationwide in Walmart, now being recalled. Market side, grab and go. Black forest ham with natural juices coated with caramel color. Market side, grab and go hot ham, hard salami, pepperoni, sandwich peppers. Market side, grab and go Virginia brand ham with natural juices, made in New York, fully cooked bacon, sandwich pickles, sandwich peppers. And market side, grab and go sandwiches, Angus roast beef coated with caramel color. Doesn't it sound good? Angus roast beef, and then they go coated with caramel color. We make it browner with color. Black forest ham made browner with caramel color. We color it. We talk about processed foods all the time in disease in the diet. And this listeria monocytogene contamination is just another reason to stay away from absolute dead food, processed completely so that it can go across the country. Deli meat sold nationwide. Recalled. So now you know, you bought some market side grab and go sandwiches at Walmart, throw them away. If you are a mother and has eaten some, please get to a doctor very soon and tell them of what you have done. It is very, very, very important to get that treated prior to your child coming out. Men, let's talk about you for a second. Men and women, let's talk about working out for a second. Sorry. Let's talk about working out for a second. What is rest period? Just did 10 reps. Now it says, I got to look at the book, it says rest. Okay, I'll go take a nap. Wait. Rest periods have now been defined. When it comes to working out, many people spend a lot of time planning the exact exercises they will perform, but neglect to consider their rest periods. While the actual exercise selection is important, the type of rest you take is also going to play a big old role in the type of results you're going to get from all this exercise. Now, the first thing to assess with your workouts in order to determine optimal rest periods needed is the amount of CNS output that will be required during each set. CNS is central nervous system output. So, using heavy weights over low reps, or sets with higher ranges than sets in which you're focused on explosiveness will require much higher output from the CNS and will require an extended amount of recovery time. And that is somewhere around the 2 to 3 minute mark. Moderate amount of weights for 8 to 12 reps, 30 seconds to a minute. Got it? So when you are pushing the heavy weight, trying to get it, Rest 2 to 3 minutes before you try it again. The second point you want to consider when you're working out is to have different rest periods have different effects on your hormonal release. So to increase growth hormone output, rest periods of 30 to 45 seconds, whereas to promote system recovery, 60 seconds or more is the option. So for testosterone release, studies have demonstrated the high response comes from training with the typical hypertrophy rep scheme of a higher number of sets. Perform for 10 reps at 75% of your one rep max with a 2-minute rest interval. So, all of that tongue-tied talking says 10 reps of 75% of your max. So, if you can lift 100 pounds, do 75 pounds for 10 reps and then wait 120 seconds. You have your most hormonal release. Now, if you want to get your muscle fiber recruitment, do advanced training principles such as supersets, drop sets, or negatives. You will need to have more rest time in between sets in order to compensate. Now, if you want to have enhanced fat burning, shorter rest cycles will get you fat burning. So it totally depends on exactly what you're trying to do. So if you're diet design is lower of the carbs, you can use up those carbs quickly with shorter rest periods. Now, you'll find you fatigue a lot quicker on a low-carb diet, possibly at the beginning. If you eat that way for most of your life, you will not fatigue quicker. So supplements can help and allow for shorter rest periods. And, of course, if you get a lot of creatine and red meat, that helps your muscle tissues get back to normal faster. So you can use shorter rest periods if you are eating a lot of red meat or taking creatine. Very important. So managing your rest periods is the fundamental part of making sure you're getting the results you want in the gym. So pay attention to those tips to get that done. I wanted to get some exercise activity into this because there are lots of times I haven't worked out in a while and I needed to get back into it, and that is what we're going to do, and pay attention to that kind of stuff right there. All right, Fix the Family, Fix America, nationwide print partner, is Soho Office at sandhill.sohooffice.com. You're sitting there, let's say you're sitting there at work right now. You're listening to this right before you trot off to lunch because you want to make sure you didn't go to Walmart and buy the Marketplace Grab and Grow Black Forest Ham coated with caramel color sandwich. You're sitting there going, you know what? I'm tired of this job. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to start my own business now. Well, let me tell you how to get started the right way, and that is to get your logos, letterheads, envelopes, websites, and your whole office set up with computers, Wi-Fi, and printers, and everything, all from one place, sandhill.sohooffice.com. is now the full-service small office, home office, entrepreneurial service facility that is like no place else. You can't get this stuff from FedEx, Kinko's. You can't get this stuff from the Up Store. You cannot get this anywhere else. The full round-the-clock service of your computer systems, your data, your printing needs, your meeting rooms, your suite numbers for your mail, and to make you look as big as you could possibly look. No other store, no other place gives you this much power to go out and be the best you can be in starting your own company, your own life, and your own new world. There is but one place to get you there faster, and to get you there smarter, and that is sandhill.sohooffice.com. 803-736-5011. You call them today, and you will be on your way. Guaranteed. SandhillSohooffice.com. I mean, I rarely talk about this, but I get people live emails, live stuff all the time talking about how incredible the things we talk about on this show is. Remember, we are Fix the Family, Fix America. We do it with four parts plus one. That starts with positive fathering, because there's an awful lot of fathers out there that think they got to get their own kind, they got to get their own time, they got to do their own thing, and that's not the way it is. Once you have a child, it's all not about you any longer. So we start with positive fathering, then we go on to make a difference mothering. Well, Jack, how can you talk about make a difference mothering as a father? Well, I can tell you why, because my mom made a difference. Spoke about that at the beginning of the show. Pull through parenting. Sit here and we talk about parenting issues where people come up and go, I just can't do it any longer. My child is doing this, 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 and this. Well, we help you get through that, 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 and that. And then finally reveal your success, where you can succeed in all aspects of your life, not just in the parenting aspect, the fathering aspect, the mothering aspect, but in your own career, in your own life, and do the and accomplish the goals that you set out to do as a child. Can all be done while you're doing the other three. You understand that? When you have no complications in your children's life, they're not as sick as other people's children. They're not as rambunctious as other people's children. You're not as worried as a parent as other parents. You're not as freaked out as other parents. You're not worried about cash as other parents. You're not worried about the dollar. You're not worried about your job. You're not worried about your career. You don't have as many worries as other parents. Guess what suddenly happens? Your life is not bad. And when your life's not bad in certain aspects, either home or work, you figure out, well, I only have stress at work, so I'm going to fix that. You don't have to fix the stress at home. It's no stress. Home is beautiful. Now you got stress at work. Well, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to go get a better job, start my own business. I'm going to call sandhill.sohooffice.com, and I'm going to say, I'm ready to do this. And you remove the stress at work as well, and then suddenly you are stress-free. You are living large. You're loving life. Your children are so happy. And people look at you and go, what are you doing? And you go, I have fixed my family. You should do the same. And then you tell them about this show, and you tell them about what we do. And then they come on, and they hear the wonderful, melodious sounds of me. I wish I could hear myself on the other side of the radio with you. I'd sit there next to you right now and put my arm around you and ask you if it's truly 10 minutes before 12, because it's 12 o'clock, and that means you can have a lunch martini, I'm pretty sure. Wait. That's not what I would say at all. I might say that. Sorry. Okay, let's go on to vitamin D. We're all scared of the sun. That big bright orb out there, I'm not scared of it, but I can tell you this. I do get burnt rather quickly, or used to. I have found out that no longer wearing sunscreen has enabled me to stay out in the sun longer. And without burning. And I also have found out in my own studies that if you eat correctly, take the right vitamins, and give your skin the nutrition it needs, your ability to get burn lessens. You can stay out in the sun longer. And then the longer you go out in the sun, the longer you get to stay in the sun. Because you're eating and being healthier.
Well, since that whole sun is bad, wear sunscreen, put this toxic chemical on your skin, the largest organ of your body, please, has occurred.
Vitamin D is being discovered that how serious vitamin D deficiency can be because it influences more than 200 genes, including the ones related to cancer and autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis. And worldwide, 1 billion people are deficient in vitamin D. And it took a team of scientists. She blinded me with science. It took a team of scientists from Britain and Canada saying we should consider recommending supplements for those most at risk. Or get your tail out in the sun. That was a side note to their study. They call it, of course, the whole vitamin D receptor, human genome, 200 gene mapping system. We call it, get your tail out in the sun. Their study shows the wide-ranging influence that vitamin D exerts over our health. You understand, when cavemen were all around, they were outside all the time, these things weren't happening. Suddenly, roofs, people, families, huddling together, media saying, don't go outside, it's terrible. Outside's terrible. The sunshine vitamin. Most vitamin D is made by the body as a natural byproduct of the skin's exposure to sunlight. It can also be found in fish, eggs. Eggs? You just said don't eat eggs. I said don't eat Austin Custer's eggs. And more fish. Salmon, herring, mackerel. Eat that stuff, then get out in the sun. Some experts are saying half of the world's population has lower than optimum levels of vitamin D, and 1 billion people are actually deficient. They also found out that vitamin D is vital for activating the immune system's killer cells known as T cells, which remain dormant and unaware of threats from infections if vitamin D is lacking in the blood. Do you understand what I just said? We all get cancer every day. That's right, you, me, person to your left. Look left if there's a person there. Look at them. Now, with all of us getting cancer every day, our immune system goes up to that cancer and says, hey, cancer. I don't think so. And then the T cells are like a gang. They go up to the cancer and go, you know what? We don't like your kind around here. So they beat it up, send it on its way. But when your vitamin D is lacking in the blood, guess what those T cells are doing? They're laying around going, oh, goodness, I'm sleepy. I'm going to take a little nap. Which allows the cancer and other immune system killer cells, other degenerative diseases cells to grow and prosper. Vitamin D is that crucial. 200 genes affected by vitamin D. And over and over and over and over again, you are told no sun, bad, no, bad sun. Bad sun. The agenda is very clearly established. And if you are a listener of this show, you are finding out how to not be affected by it. Oh, we always run out of time on this show. We got 5 minutes left. I do want to talk about teens on Facebook, RGOL, which is Grumble Out Loud, as mothers are becoming their friends because moms
are starting to make a difference. As you listen to this show and you start understanding what's going on out there, because we are technologically savvy on this show, you're finding a better way to humiliate your children by becoming a friend on Facebook. It's the cyber version of being picked up in an uncool car or getting kissed in front of your mom on the first day of school. Or comments left by their mothers on their online profiles. A third of Facebook teens are ready to unfriend their parents, saying, "Oh, Ma, you're embarrassing." Guess what, Mom? You're going to make a difference, so you're going to go and keep it up. Erica Brooks, 28. She launched a site last year called, "Oh, Crap, My Parents Joined Facebook." She says she gets 20 embarrassing submissions a day from despondent teens, such as these from moms commenting on their children's Facebook page, like, "Be my friend, please, even if I am your mom," or, "Dad thinks you look like Cher, please change your photo fast." Moms are joining out of the mentality that they're the cool mom, they just want to be part of the gang, when they're actually not realizing how horrifying or intrusive they are. So people, teens are getting Facebook fatigue and are losing interest and Facebook, 16% saying leaving their Facebook now their parents have joined, while 14% said it's too many adults and older people on Facebook. Mothers tend to use Facebook as a way to reattach the umbilical cord. Wow. My take on this is, Mom, you need to be watching what your kids do on Facebook, and if they get upset, it's the equivalent of you having a fit in a store because they wanted that toy, and embarrassing them from that instead. Be vigilant, never waver, and make sure your children grow up to be cowboys. Wait, that's a song. Willie Nelson gave the best advice, I believe. Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. That'd be my guess. All right, we normally have a mom of the day or a father of the day or parents of the day, like the ones that kept their three children in a closet last week. Not very good. No, excuse me. Last week was Deshaun Harvey. Anyway, a lady who strangled her two children before rolling her car into a river and strapping them in and having them drown, which they didn't drown because she had already killed them, it was found. And then, of course, the police said she was having a bad day because her mom was on her case about being a bad mother. So she went to show her mom that she was a great mother by strangling her two children. That was in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and that made massive, massive news. Well, it's not always the parents' fault, as proof today. Son. Here's the sun of the day, not the sun we were talking about earlier that gives you that good vitamin D. Vitamin D. Good stuff. Anyway, this son is guilty of killing his mother. Well, his mother also happened to be 100 years old, celebrating her 100-year birthday soon. And we've got 90 seconds to talk about a 100-year-old mother. Anyway, the son stabbed the 100-year-old mother in the neck and then told his brother, "I've just gone mad." Michael Fitzgibbon admitted the manslaughter to Hannah Fitzgibbon. He said he stabbed his mom in the neck. He was suffering depression. Like, he was still living at home with his mama at 62 years old. Not very good. Stuff. The mom was still healthy, up and around, doing all kind of stuff, and this is absolutely atrocious behavior on the children. He has denied murdering the mother, but now he was found that he did, and his siblings said that he admitted the manslaughter afterwards. So he has now been able to plead manslaughter. So, not always bad fathers, bad mothers. Sometimes you children suck as well. Now, get up, get to work, get all your work done, get home, kiss your significant other, your spouse, and your children, tucked him in for a sweet night's sleep. Grab yourself a wonderful libation and enjoy the day. Fix the Family, Fix America is the greatest show you can listen to. Thank you for listening. Good day.